وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, question: should we show other people, as Muslimin, should we show other people unconditional humbleness and tolerance? What do you guys think? Should we show unconditional humbleness and tolerance? Yes? Okay. No? Why not?
As Muslims, there's certain things you can't compromise over, you know?
Like, we can't.
People want us to be tolerant, like with the LGBTQ, you know? We can't be and we have to be respectful to them, but we have to say it doesn't align with what I believe in.
Very good answer. We should not compromise our values. That's great. But I'm talking more into this idea of humbleness. As a Muslim, should you humble yourself unconditionally? Another answers. Any other answers? Yes.
For Muslims, yes. For non-Muslims, I certainly have a
Muslim. So you should show unconditional humbleness to other Muslims? Yes? Okay. I need two more answers, inshallah. What do you guys think? Yes. Brilliant answer. He said unconditional humbleness, sometimes it's been shown as weakness. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Muslim al-Qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-Muslim al-Da'if." The strong Muslim is much higher in status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the weak Muslim. Brilliant answer. I need one more answer, inshallah. Bismillah. You're asking me a question. I'm asking you the question. Answer my question and then I will get your question at the end. Yes. Yes. Okay. Great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَ, which means that the Muslim, one of the qualities, one of the traits of the Muslim is that he walks on this earth and he has to show this idea of humbleness, which is perfect as long as that humbleness is not taken, as a weakness. Brilliant answer. Yes. You should never show humbleness against the oppressors. Amazing answer, mashallah. Let's see what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually, teach the Sahaba, his companions, radiallahu anhum wa ardahum. First and foremost, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually in the Makkiyan period, he went through a series of humiliation, himself and the companions around him. So in Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tortured and his Sahaba was tortured. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was praying in front of the Kaaba, he was actually being humiliated. They threw this flesh on top of his back and they insulted him. They put the garbage in front of his door. So these were series of humiliation. But at that moment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never showed any sign of weakness, never showed any sign of humbleness. In fact, he was standing up for himself. He never put his head down. Even when he went to At-Ta'if. When he went to At-Ta'if, the torture continued. And even they sent the children to stone the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam his feet until he bleeds. While he was humiliated this way, his head was very high, was up in the sky. He never put his head down. But he actually was humble to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He actually, he had that moment where he started to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his weakness. He actually said, Ya Allah, inni ashku ilayka da'fa hilati wa da'fa quwwati. Ya Allah, I complain to you my powerless. I don't know what to do at this moment. He's showing humiliation and humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in another incident, After the Battle of Uhud, as the Muslimin were going back to Al-Madinah, and they lost the battle, and they were putting their heads down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed an ayah. Allah said in this ayah, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمْ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. It's like in this moment, there is no such thing as actually showing any form of humbleness. This is the moment where you show your izzah, your dignity. Why? Because that was actually a weak moment that the Sahaba went through. They just got, you know, that loss in the Battle of Uhud. If you were to show humbleness at this moment, then you're actually weak. So what the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us here is what? Is yes, humbleness and tolerance are traits of every single Muslim. First and foremost, we all are humble towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَ. Whoever humble himself or herself towards Allah, Allah raises that person in status. So first and foremost, we humble ourselves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what about the people? Here is the point. When we are in a state of powerless and showing humbleness, then that's a form of weakness. Then people will walk over you, will actually take advantage of you. But as a Muslim, al-Muslim kayyisun fatin, the Muslim should be strong and the Muslim should be smart. I will show humbleness once I have the upper hand. Once I am actually in a state of power. Once I'm actually able to decide and to make decisions for my own people and for my own self, then yes, I show humbleness. Humbleness with power, then it's izzah, it's dignity. Now I'm a Muslim. Unfortunately, sometimes we educate our children in a different manner. And wallahi, it's hurting their self-esteem. It's hurting their confidence. We need our children to be unapologetic Muslims. We don't want our children to walk in the campus and feeling lower than anybody else. We want our youth to go out there and be proud of the faith that they're carrying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah has dignified the Muslims, the human beings. The fact that we are carrying, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are supposed to be the best of the best of the umam, of the nations. Why? Because we are carrying something so precious. We are carrying the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be really nailed within our children's hearts since very young age. My advice, subhanAllah, we were just having a talk yesterday in one of our youth events. It's very sad to see how sometimes our youth are beating up themselves. They're putting themselves down. It's one of the issues. You know, working with youth for the past, I would say, decade, this is one of the top issues that I've experienced with our youth. The idea of always putting ourselves down. Always, even sometimes as an ummah. Putting ourselves down. Playing sometimes this, you know, playing the victim sometimes. You know, sometimes just, oh, we're just, you know, everybody's against us. You know, this idea of listening to these ill thoughts that brings us down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, He said, Ya ayyuhan nas, ya all believers, every single believer, have pride in your deen. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَلْ الْمُنْكَرِ. These are qualities that you have to have. And if you have these qualities, then you're actually raised that high in status. So yes, we will never apologize for others just for being Muslims. We will never be shy putting our feet in the sink to make wudu in a mall or in a campus bathroom just because we're Muslims. And we should never even show any form of humiliation. And we shy away from our faith. We should never do this. So that's a message for myself and for even my children and for everyone here, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Teach our children at very young age that you are very special because you're carrying the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. The fact that you're a Muslim, you're carrying the risala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually makes you somebody who is dignified in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us so strong, a strong mu'mineen, strong believers, strong youth, strong families, strong community, strong ummah, ya rabbal alameen. Jazakum Allah khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.